Oh, Satan says in verse 5, because God knows that in the day you eat from that tree, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. There's a bizarre twist here. God hates rivals. And he knows if you eat of that tree, you're going to be his equal. He's envious. He's jealous. He knows that if you do that, you'll be as free as he is, because he's free to do anything he wants. So do what you want, and you'll be as free as God. You will be God. So the father of lies, that little sequence, brought down the whole human race on the premise that God's word can't be trusted. He's flawed. Contrast Jesus' perfect trust in the word of God when Satan came after him. And three times he repeats the scriptures in answer to the enemy. Without taking time to trace the full flow of the satanic assault on the truth that began in the Garden of Eden, I'll leave that to you. That's not my assignment tonight. Scripture reveals in the history of redemption, as the Old Testament and the New Testament continue to flow to the book of Revelation, this endless, relentless battle of error to destroy truth. There is in the Bible an almost endless litany of false prophets, false teachers, liars, false apostles, deceivers from Genesis to Revelation. And since the canon was closed and the word of God once for all delivered to the saints, the battle has not diminished at all. It was this very battle at the Reformation, the battle for sola scriptura, wasn't it? It defined everything. Jim Boyce, whom we all miss, R.C. told me when Jim Boyce died, it was God's judgment on America. For 10 years,